Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erev and daf Nun Gimel. We are starting Nun Beis Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Zayin and Vilzer's daf. It's all the way at the end of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. As Moshe tells us, Nismayta Oichel. Let's say there's not enough food for the Erev. There was originally a whole bunch of bread for everyone in this basket. And now before Shabbos, for whatever reason, as we're going to explain in the Gemara, there's no more food in the basket. So Moisef, the guy could add on Umizake, and he's Mizake for everyone else. Maybe it's Oichel idea. He doesn't have to tell everyone. However, you toast well land, if there's more people and now came into the chatzar erev Shabbos, so then Moisef, we have to add food, umezake, and he can mezake for them, but he does have to tell them. And right away the Gemara says, what exactly is he telling this person? Halacha. What does it mean halacha? So later on we see that you could be mezake in an erev without a person's knowledge or consent, and therefore maidia doesn't mean we have to ask his permission, do you want to join in the erev? Maidia means we're telling him, hey buddy, we added food in the erev for you, so you can carry here, no problem. Now the Gemara suggests, let's add to Amra, doesn't this Mishnah tell us, shein mezake lohem begufa shel oichel, that when a person's being mezake in the Erev for other people, he's not actually being mezake them in the actual food. It's not like he's being makin the food to them. It's not like they own their portion of food. And that's because we really have a question. How is there all of a sudden not enough food in the Erev if originally there was? Our assumption is it's because he ate some of it before Shabbos, so now he needs to add more. Now, the only way that's possible is if everyone else doesn't actually own their own chelek in the Erev, because if they do own it, then how's this guy able to eat their food? It must be he's not mezake them begufay shel oichel. However, Ruchani says no raya. Tifter, we could explain, shigur ruach barim, that mice carried some of the food away. The guy opened up the basket Erev Shabbos and saw the mice had nibbled on and carried away a bunch of food, and that's why some has to be added on, and therefore we do not have a raya that he's not mezakta the megufa shel oichel. It's actually very possible that everyone does own their chelik in the bread. Moving on to Nun Gimel Amraf on top, Halacha Ches continues, kamhu shiurai, how much is the shear of an Erev? So it was Banshein Ruben, when there's a lot of people in the chatzar, mazon shtei sudas lekulan, all we need is the amount of 2 sudas worth of food for everyone, and that's enough. 2 sudas worth of food is chashov, and that covers it for everyone if we have a lot of people. Whereas Banshe Mu'atin, if there's not a lot of people, so then Kugaris Lachal Echav Echad, we need a gregarious worth, which is a dried fig's worth of food for every single person. And that's even if we're not going to end up reaching this amount of 2 sudais, maybe there's only 3 or 4 people in the chatzar, and 3 or 4 gregarious worth of food is not 2 sudais worth, that's considered something that's chashov, a gregarious worth of food. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Amar Rav says, Merubin, what does it mean a lot of people? Shiv Asar, 17 people in the chatzar. Whereas Mu'atin, what does it mean a few people? Shish Asar, that's 16 people. Now Rabbi Yechon says, how do we know if it's a lot or a little? So kol she'ilu yichalku, if we would divide it, meaning if we would take the amount of food, mazon shtei sudais, and divide it up in between all the people of the chatzar, v'yesh bai k'gergeres l'chol echav echad, and each guy is going to have a gergeres designated to him, that's mu'atin, that's a proper girsa. That means that there's only a few people in the chatzar, because there's enough food that everyone here would get a gergeres. Whereas v'imlav, if not, if everybody's not going to get a gergeres, hein merubin, that's a proper girsa, that means that there's a lot of people. And a clarification of this, havin bai meimar, they want to say that v'loi pligi, there's in a machlekes rav and yechanan, how much food is necessary for the Erev. They both agree. They're just arguing in what that means, Mu'atan Merubin. Madam Rav, Krav Meir, Madam Rav Yechanan, Krav Yechanan Breika. Rav is going to Rav Meir, and Rav Yechanan is going like Rav Yechanan Breika. This refers to Machlekes on the next daf on Amud Beis when discussing Erev Tchumin. Rav Meir holds that 2 sudais worth is 16 Gregarais, and that's Rav's number over here. The 16 people in the Chatzar is Mu'atan, and that means that every person is going to get a Gregaris worth of food. But the moment we have 17, each one has less than a Gregaris in the Erev, so that's Merubin. Whereas Rabbi Yechon over here holds like Rabbi Yechon break over there, that mazon shtei sudais is actually 8 beitzim, which is 16 kizaisim, and a gregaris is bigger than a zayis. Turns out that 2 sudais does not have 16 gregaris in it, and that means that according to Rabbi Yechon, even 16 people is Merubin, because if we would take the mazon shtei sudais and divide it up in between 16 people, not everyone's going to have a gregaris for them. Bottom line is, both Rav and Rabbi Yechon agree to the basic concept of the Mishnah, that if it's Mu'atin, the Erev has to have enough, there's a gregaris for each guy, but if there's Merubin, then we just need mazon shtei sudais. The question is, what's considered mazon shtei sudais? And then that depends on what's considered merubin and muatin. Now, the next part of the Gemara is really a preface to the next Mishnah, which discusses that these 2 Mishnayos we're learning right now only have to do with the beginning of the Erev, meaning if we've never used the Erev before, so then we have to add on more food if there's not enough, and then we have to discuss how much food do we need. That's our Mishnah in Halacha Ches. But if we already use the Erev, so then even if we don't have this shiur of food, that's not a problem. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Kamahin shiari Erev, how much is shiari Erev, the leftovers of the Erev? It's just like Rabbi Yossi said in Neir Rabbi Shaya, that Ezov, Shehizabai Pam Echad, Kosher, and Ezov that was used once is Kosher, and Mikan Ve'elech Shirayim, from then on it's just Shirayim. This has to do with the waters that have the ashes of the Pardu mixed into them. We know that a person who's Tamei Meis gets these waters sprinkled on them and it makes him Tahar. And how does the Kohen do the sprinkling? With an Ezov, with a bundle of Hyssop, HYSSOP, and it has to be made up of a certain amount of stalks. And that's what Rabbi Yossi just quoted B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, that as long as we started out with the proper amount of Ezov and it was actually used once for a Paraduma, so it's kosher. But mikan ve'elach, once it was used, from then on, the shirayim are perfectly fine. Even if we don't have that original amount of ezoiv, it's not a problem. And if hachaken, it's the same thing over here by shiari erov, that as long as we started out with the proper amount, even though in future weeks we don't have that amount, it's fine. We can still use it as the erov. And that's what leads us right into halacha tas. The Mishnah tells us on Rabbi Yitzchak, basically says, when was it said that we need to have a particular amount of food, and if we don't have that, we have to add on betchilas erov. That's only the beginning of the erov. If it was never used yet, aval b'shiari erov kol shehu, it was shiari erov. If it was already used, if 1 week they use this bread for the erov, and then the next week they want to use the same bread, and they look in the basket and they see there's not enough, not a problem. Even if it's a kol shehu, there's just a little bit left, it's perfectly fine. It could be used for the erov. And why is that? Because loy amru la'arav b'chatzeirois, they only said that we have to do erov in the first place, elokadei shaloy l'shakech zatinaikas, so the kids don't forget. We know shita chacham is that if we have a shitof, we don't need erev chatzeirois, and therefore the only reason why we do erev chatzeirois every week is just so that the kids who are growing up in this chatzer don't forget that there's a concept of erev. In order to accomplish that, even if there's a little bit of bread, that's perfectly fine. We don't have to have the max shear every single week. I think where it tells us on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'nei mama avram chatzeirois, what's the reason why we make an erev in a chatzer? B'nei darkei shalom, in order to create peace. And ma'aseh b'isha achas, there's a story with a woman shayaseh dvuv al chaverta, that she was hated to her friend, meaning her friend hated her, at least she thought so. V'shalcha eruv b'yad bara, but his lady sent her eruv, her bread, with her son to this lady who didn't like her, and Nasa the lady took him, v'gafaftein, she hugged him, v'shaktein, she kissed him, and also Amr Ime, he came back and told his mother what happened. Amr, she said, Hachin Rachmali, she loves me like this, boy, hafiz yad, and I didn't know. And mitaychach asu shalom, because of this, they made peace with each other. And hado dechsev, that's pshat in the pasuk, derachat darchei noyam, its ways are ways of pleasantness, v'chol nisibaseh shalom, and all its pathways are peace. Moving on to halacha yud, the Mishnah tells us, v'chol ma'arvin mishtatvin, we can make air for shitof with all types of food, chos min amayim min amelech, except for water and salt. The Rebbe Elazar's opinion, that's because water and salt are not chashuv, but all other foods are chashuv, and all we need is something chashuv. Whereas Rebbe Shua says that no, kikar hu erov, we must make an erov with a loaf of bread, vafilu mafes sa, v'hi prusa, ein ma'arvin ba. Even if the original loaf is the size of a sa, which is an absolutely gigantic loaf of bread, and this guy took a piece of this loaf of bread, which is also a huge piece, and he's giving it for his erov, that's not valid. However, kikar ke'isser, v'hu shalem ma'arvin ba. If he has a loaf of bread the size of an isser, which is very small, but it's whole, it's a shalem, he could use it as an erov. It's also because of darkei shalom or because of eva. We don't want one guy saying, what, I gave a whole loaf of bread, which is very chashav, and this guy gave a piece, just some little measly piece of bread, therefore it has to be a whole loaf. Another din regarding erov, noisin adam mav l'chen v'ni al nachtaim k'dei shi'iz k'loi be'erov, de Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar holds that a person who lives in a chatzar could give money to a storekeeper or a baker who lives in that chatzar in order for the storekeeper baker to mezake in the erov for him. He goes to the storekeeper or the baker, he gives him money, and he says, look, if they come to you and they're going to buy wine from you for the shitof, or they're going to buy bread from you for the eruv, use my money for that. I want to be part of it, and that's perfectly fine according to Reb Elazar. Whereas on Gemara based on Tav Chamer, the Chum say loizachulei ma'isav, his money did not work for him. However, Maidim, the Chum do agree b'shar kol adam, that with other people shezachulei ma'isav, that his money is mzaken for him. Meaning, if Reuven goes over to Shimon, a random guy in the chatzar, gives him money and says I want to chip in for the eruv, that's perfectly fine as long as he's not the storekeeper. Now the Mishnah moves on to something totally different. Shein ma'arvin la'adam el daitai, we can only join a person in the Erov Midas, which means we need his consent to join in the Erov. We cannot force him to join in. Whereas on Rabbi Yehuda says, when is it said, that's only Be'er V'Tchumen, because the Chayv for him, Be'er V'Tchumen is saying you can go 2,000 amos in that direction, but not in a different one. So that's not good for him. You can't force him to join the Erov Tchumen. But with the Erov Chatzer, you can do with his consent or even without his consent. You can do his chos for him even though he's not there, and you can't do a Chayv for him unless he's there. And this is a schus for him to join in the Erev of a chatzar, so he could do it even against his will. Now, the Gemara begins by discussing the previous din. If somebody from the chatzar gave money to somebody else to join in the Erev, does that work? So we're focusing on the second part of that statement where we had said that Umaydin, the Chacham Magri, Bishar Kol Adam, Shezach Olei Ma'isav, that with other people, if Reuven gave money to Shimon and he wants to join in the Erev, that does work. So Rebbe says, B'Sherim Yechanan, Zayser Meres, this tells us, here's the proper girsa, Shehamayz Kanez Dvar Taira, the Midda Eraisa, money does create a Kenyan. Midrabanan, we have to do Mashicha. A guy has to pull the object towards himself in order to be Zaycha in it. But midairaisa, money does work. And that's why by Eruv, simply paying for it works for him. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, Afilu Bala Itzal Chenveni. So it should also work when he gives money to the Chenveni. Why do the Chachamim argue with Reb Elazar and hold it when he gives money to the storekeeper, it doesn't work? And the answer is Shanihi, that's different. Shama Yishkach Yetziano. Maybe the Chenveni is going to forget and use this money. He's going to spend it. And then when the people come to buy the loaf of bread or the Eruv from him, he's not going to include this guy's money in it, and then the guy's not going to be part of the shita for the Erov. Therefore, we say it doesn't work with the Chenveni. Now, Rav Achas is Rav Chenveni. Abaloi Amar Kain, my father didn't say that, meaning that's not the diuk my father made from the Mishnah. El rather, this is what he said. He focused on the first part of the statement. When a guy gives his money to the chenim and he doesn't work, and Zois HaMeres, that tells us, that's proper girsa, the midaraisa, money does not work because it doesn't work by the chenveni. So obviously the question is, what about the next part of the statement? Then the chum agree that with all other people that his money does work. Why does it work? If midaraisa money isn't kaina, so then how does it work with other people? And the answer is, that's because anyway, the chenveni is mizak to them through somebody else. Meaning anyway, Shimon, the guy who received the money from Reuven, he's not spending that money on anything other than the Eruv, and he's going to buy the Eruv from the chenveni, and the chenveni is being mizak the wine or the bread to Shimon, the guy who's buying it for everyone else. So anyway, it's working through Zechia, through this other person whom we're calling Shimon, and that's why Reuven's money does work with Shimon. But again, it does not work with the chenveni because money is not kaina midaraisa. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow discussing the next day in the Mishnah that ain't ma'arvin la'adam el midaitai. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.